education institution in South Africa. So in KZN, in Eastern Cape, wherever there is a higher institution, our structure makes sure that those institutions are able to reach the high school learner in terms of giving the necessary information that the learner needs in preparation for the higher education on the following year.
Mm. All right. Okay.
Yeah. So we've been around for the past 27 years, and we work with the private, the public colleges, the universities, the organization, and the companies that deals with funding the institution for higher education.
Yeah.
So that's what pretty much what we do.
Mm, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So what are you guys, okay, right now, what are you currently busy doing here now? Let's talk going forward.
I think before we get here, let me paint a picture of what we have done previously.
Right, okay.
Every year, we work with Department of Education on the provincial level and district level.
Right.
Whereby we coordinate the exhibition, the career exhibition. A career is a platform whereby we invite the grade 12 and the grade 9 learners in terms of giving them the information of what's going to happen going forward.
Yeah.
So this year, according to our calendar, we've done 5 districts, which is Umlazi District, Pinetown District, Ugu District, and Umzinyazi and Amachuba District.
Right,
so we've got 12 districts. So by the time the lockdown started, it stopped us to do the normal program that we are doing.
Yeah, otherwise we would have been so far.
We will be so far. Normally, we finish beginning of June for grade 12.
Yeah.
Then from, I think, July and August, that's where we focus more on the grade 9.
Mm.
And I have to remind you that happens simultaneously across South Africa. In all the province, we do that program in the same calendar.
Oh, my wonder, let me ask you, let me just be personal a little bit, because when I was doing grade 12,
yeah,
you know, I really had no idea what I wanted to do. I knew what I wanted to do. Do you get that problem? Do you find that a lot of students, you know, especially in high schools, you know, on they actually like really need that direction to be pointed out to the right direction and say, look, this is what maybe you can go for.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
That is why we are existing, and we've been doing this for the past many years. We get that a lot. Remember, the setup that we use, it's a platform whereby we give a learner an opportunity to understand what one needs to do and how to get there.
Mm.
For instance, if we're talking, I'm just making an example. Engineering and medicine is a big thing these days.
Yeah.
And you have a child that don't know how for me to get into a university, which university that I need to go for, which college that I need to go for, what are the requirements. So those are the basic information that we give to the learner. By the time they go back to school, they know where do I need to focus my energy on in order for me to get the necessary requirement, could be the point, could be the marks, that will allow me to go to the program that I want to do.
Yeah.
So yes, you get a lot of students that are a bit confused, but by the time we do 10 to 15 minutes conversation on our stand, they have a clear picture of what they need to do going forward.
How important is it? I mean, do you advise the students to take a gap year? You know, how important is it to have a gap year in between? Do you advise that, like, for someone who's been doing that for, you know, quite a number of years? Do you guys advise for someone to that? And why is it needed for some people?
It's going to be difficult because some of the people, they will have your financial issues, not being able to secure the funding on the right time.
Yeah.
So that will force you to take a gap year. Maybe you try to get a job so you make the money for your registration, all those things. Remember, our financial issues and background are not the same. Some of us will have the financial support from home. When you finish your high school, you could jump to the university or college. And some of us have to spend a year or two trying to work.
Yeah.
So I always say you need to be honest with your situation and get support and get advice that you need. So that's where we come in, because we get a lot of kids that will say, I don't have the money, but I want to study, and I've got a good record in terms of pass rate. So that way we will say, what is the program that you want to do? We connect you with the companies, with the institution, to give you more information. Remember, on our setup, we also work closely with the FAF office.
Right,
so whatever movement that we are doing, whatever area or province that we go, they're always close to us in terms of making sure that those that have financial challenges, they can rely on them and get more information about how to apply, just to minimize the number of people that will take a gap year. That's what we do.
All right, so I can definitely tell that you are really affected by what is happening by this pandemic. Otherwise, you guys would have been so far in helping the youth. Okay, right now, it's just things are just waiting are on hold until we get to level one.
I may not be sure about which level that will allow us to go back to work, but I can tell you that we are hugely affected, so we cannot deny that. But the beautiful thing is that even though our doors and our institutions are closed, it doesn't mean that information is not going out.
Exactly.
So that's what the message we've been preaching these days, to say we request the learners, if you are doing grade 12, even if you are doing grade 11, there are course that you want to do in the particular institution, start now to visit their website.
Okay.
In order for you to understand what will be the requirement of the course, in order for you to understand the application process, the registration process, how it's going to go about, when you visit their website, their social media, that will help you. That's the first point. The second point is we always encourage the learner to keep visiting the DHET website. Remember, we're trying to avoid the learners to do the program in an accredited institution. Yeah. So it is very important that if you want to do a particular course, you're doing it at the right institution that is permitted by law and by the body that governing the higher education, in order for you to get your qualification in the right time at the right institution.
Yeah, definitely. You've got so much information, and I could talk to you throughout the whole show. But unfortunately, man, we don't have time, and I'm going to have to let you go. But where can people get a hold of you? How can people get this knowledge?
Yeah, to get more information about all these institutions that are affiliated in our association, you can easily go to the website, which is www.ceia.org.za. www.eeia.org.za.
Okay.
And again, we encourage you to keep visiting the website, the social media. All those information will be there on our social media as well.
All right, Mr. Zungu, thank you so much, man, for joining us and informing us on quite a lot of information that is just given us, and it's very important that they're doing what they're doing. Thank you so much, Wanda. I know that you are very busy, my man, and thank you so much for your time, my brother.
Thank you so much, sir. God bless you.
Thank you, Bob. All right, let's keep it going on some music tip and the sounds of Black Coffee and Nonakana Taore, and with a song called